truly all our lives. The Lord is faithful. And in a way, I want to talk about a man who showed that quality. Although I'm not talking about faithfulness as such, I just feel that as I was thinking about the word, perseverance. Keep going, seeing things through. It's never easy, is it, sometimes, to see something through. When you have a purpose and a desire, when it really matters where the Lord is, that's when we'll see it through. Because he's with us to be there when we need him. And so I want to just read a verse from 2 Samuel. And it's 2 Samuel 23, and it's verse 20. And it reads like this. And Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was a valiant man of Kabzeel, a doer of great deeds. He smote down two Arios, or lion-like men of Moab. He also went down and struck down a lion in a pit on a day when snow had fallen. And I thought, a lion on a pit, in a pit, sorry, when snow had fallen. Not the best time to go to kill a lion when you're freezing, isn't it? But you know, persevering, seeing things through, faithfulness. And here's a man to me who showed great faithfulness. In other words, when he went to kill that lion, it was a fight to the death on a snowy day. Think about that. Fight to the death on a snowy day. What do I mean by that? Well, into the pit with a lion. Nobody in their right mind basically would jump into a pit with a lion, you know. And there could only be one winner, in a way, if you think about it. When you're in a pit, you can't really get out. There had to be a winner there, for who was the winner in that instance. You see, the lion was a danger in that situation, any situation, especially at that time. It was a present menace that had to be eradicated. See, it was something that had to be dealt with. And that's where it begins, really. So we see here a man of action. And so ought we to be in the things of God. Action when required, when we need to be there, when God wants us to be there. It's needed to be action, defining, changing adversity into victory, changing difficulty, a situation of death possibly, into something that was victory, dealing with a problem that had to be got rid of, potentially a danger. It really was. A lion would cause havoc in any situation. But who was going to deal with it? Who was able to deal with it? Who was willing to deal with it? See, sometimes you've got to rise up above our circumstances in God. Grasp a hold of what God has for us to do. And do it. Might be a lion. I very much doubt it will be. Could be anything. But it's what God requires of us. A manner of action then. You see, his was a trust. It was in a God-proven saviour, just like we have. He trusted that God would protect him. He didn't only kill two lion-like men, which it tells us. He actually killed a lion. So the first thing I want to think about is, first of all, a lion. Or today, I just want to add this before we continue. The church today, what's so important is the testimony for each one of us to stand. First, like him, like us. Stand up to be counted and stand out to be noted. We'll see about that as we progress later on. Two very important things. Action, applying it. And so that's what we see, a lion. Dangerous, as I said. It takes courage, but it also takes ability to believe and prove and act as such. As I've said, to kill a lion. Now, we have in the Word of God that the devil himself is termed like a lion, going about devouring, seeking to devour those who are not there, not willing, sadly even believers if they're not careful. He's seeking to devour whom he will. So we must then give no place to the devil. And the only way is through prayer and perseverance in the things of God. In other words, don't let him in. And that's what a lion, don't give it a chance. Don't give it any opportunity. And he didn't. Now let's think, the arena, where did it happen? Well, it happened in a pit, which I've said. It's a place of confinement, and only one could come out. I was the only outcome. Only one had come out. So what did he do? There was no escape. What does it often take for us with a question? What does the Lord require of us? Dangerous? Do we need to get in where it matters? Does he want us to be there to help? There's a cry for need, are we there? Certainly in salvation, we need to proclaim the truth that others will be saved. So sometimes we've got to get in to a very difficult situation. Then how far are we willing to go for God? How far did he go? He went all the way. He jumped in the pit with a lion. There he was with a lion in that situation. You see, he didn't only track it. That's why it says in snow, he could follow it. Now there's a thing. He followed it, tracked it. So he knew where it was. So he's determined. He wasn't going to be put off. There has to be that determination, that perseverance to go for God, irrespective of what happens. And it can be difficult, and it can be deadly, and it can have consequences. But you know God is faithful, and he's promised, and he's there. And if we trust him enough, and believe him enough, whatever happens, it will. In other words, you see, eventually he slew it. And when you think about tracking it, it says this: he went down. In other words, he set out with purpose, following it. The word here means to take down in its original sense. He had that purpose in his mind. Kill it, and that's what he was going to do. As I said, slay the deceit of the devil with the sword of the word of God. You see, he was armed with that which would do the job. He had the weapon to kill the lion. And that sword we with the word of God. It's the sword of the Spirit. It tells us that's how we deal with the lion. That's how we deal with the problem. It's the only way to deal with the problem. Be accomplished in the word of God. If we're accomplished in the word of God, we're using the word of God as a sword, as the Spirit will direct, will slay a lion, will slay anything that comes into our way. If we're willing to believe God, and we can do it. And you know what happens? To jump in that pit with a lion, it is a fearsome thing, if you think about it. But you know, he did it, and that was so important. In other words, it's seeing it through. He tracked it the way it was to deal with it. And we've got to often ask the Lord that. What does the Lord require of me? What do I need to be doing now for him in that situation? So seek him. Then secondly, not only the lion, but the bigger picture. Let's look at a bigger picture overall. You see, he could have waited for a better day. Not a snowy day. Hold on, that's not the day to go out to kill a lion. It's freezing. It is. Maybe for a hot day I might have gone out. You see, that's the whole thing. He could have waited for a better day. Some might have been put off with the snow. Sometimes we are put off because it's not the day. Who's to say it's not the day? This is the day that the Lord has made. This is his day. Every day is his day. If we're in his way, that's where we go with him. It's every day. He wasn't put off by the weather. Some, sadly, people don't even turn up to church because of the weather. Persevere. See it through beyond yourself. Don't give in to your thinking. Just trust God to deal with what situation there is. You see, why? Because the problem had to be dealt with. It wasn't going to go away till the lion was away. It was always a potential problem. So he took it on himself to deal with it. He says, nobody else will deal with it. I will, and it doesn't matter what the weather's like. Doesn't matter what the day may be. I'll do it. So do it. That's all the Lord says. Simply that. And that's what he did. So there's the need to see things through spiritually, to deal with it, be sensitive. That's the important thing, to the moving of the Holy Spirit in these situations. Yes, he relied on his strength. Yes, he relied on his ability. Yes, he knew with the weapon he proved in the past what he could do. But you see, it's the present, not the past. That's gone. It's the present. It's what's going to be the future. How do you future without lying? Well, he did, because we know he dealt with it. And that's so important. So we've got to put on that which is required for the day, and put off that which holds no value. Never put off what is required for the day with the Lord, because conviction dictates action. If we're convicted enough to do it, there will be action. If we're convicted and we don't do it, there'll be consequences. Don't bring the consequences. Deal with the action that's required. Do it, but keep in step with the Lord. You see, he followed the tracks. Keep on track with the word of God. He'll lead, he'll direct, he'll take us to where we need to be. Now, what Benaiah shows is the value of a living faith in a living God. Yes, difficult, yes, dangerous in situations, but they're spurs to faith, you know. He believed he could do it. He believed it. That's where faith takes over. Doubt has to be dealt with. Never easy. I don't minimise that. Just take a hold of what God can do where faith is required. He found honour, as we will, as we do, facing difficulties and triumph over adversities. But what's needed is stickability spiritually in the word of God. So having looked at that then, just quickly, because time is gone, I want us to take this thought. Not only a man of action when required, but a man of diverse and decisive qualities in character. For that's required, you see, for our testimony. Diverse. God has a multiplicity of ways of doing things. The God of the impossible makes all things probable and possible when we trust in him. You see, it's loyalty to the extreme. And that's what he shows. Stand up and be counted. Stand out and be noted. He was utterly trustworthy. Utterly trustworthy. Are we as trustworthy as a man like that with the Lord our Saviour? We need to be. Then quickly, his testimony in verse 53, you see. In verse 23, if we read on, we'd read this. He was renowned among the 30, but he did not attain to the 3. And David set him over his God. What does that mean? More honourable. You see, there were 30 men notable with David who were with him in the wilderness. Loyalty was theirs. They were with him in adversity. They were there with him in success when he became king, and he was one of them. And there were 3 first, 3 whose deeds are recorded in the word. Then that, sorry, that was the first 3. Then there was a second 3. Then there was the 30. And so he did not attain to the first 3. In other words, he wasn't deemed as great as the deeds of the first 3. But he was in the next 3. You see, more honourable he was. What is that? Yet he attained not to the first 3. Think about that. More honourable than the rest. But he wasn't counted with them. Well, why? For all of these qualities, he wasn't there. You know what? So what? Consistency with a hint of humility. That's the key. So what? He didn't attain to the first 3. Did that matter to him? Not at all. He was in the 30. Didn't matter where he was. But you see, that's being loyal to the extreme. That's being trustworthy, because simply, and I love the little thought that's added to all of this, while he wasn't there noted to be with the first 3, it simply says this: David set him over his God. You see, he got on with it. Didn't matter where he was in there. He just got on with it. Look, we're not looking for anything great. No, we ought to be. It's the humility in God that's going to make the difference. He's not looking for people who think they're great. It's people who are looking and realise they're humble enough to let God make them great. Let him make us great in him, not in what we think. And their own ministries. Now, just quickly then, over his bodyguard. Here's an interesting thing. The word there actually, as well in the original, means counsel. So he actually had the counsel of David. But more than that, what does it mean about his God? Well, you see, kings in those days had a bodyguard. They had around them people or soldiers that protected them, that no one could get close to them unless they got through them. So they were picked specially for that purpose. There were men who could be proved and men to be trusted. So how great a job to get a job to be leader of them. If they could be trusted, how much more could he be? You see, that's the whole key. Can God trust me with something I need to do? Will he trust you? Will he want you with something to do? Just let him do it. You see, the interesting thing with this that gets me, David's bodyguards were Philistines. He spent all his life fighting against Philistines. But when it came to those who were close to him to protect him, you could have thought they were the enemy. No, they weren't. These were men who were proven. So it's not our background. It's not what people think. It's not at all anything like that. It's what we are in God that's going to count. And that's where our testimony will always stand. And that's what's required for us today. Stand up, stand out, and be counted for God. You see, just now in conclusion, he was trusted also to crown Solomon as king. It's interesting if you read on that Adonijah and his brother tried to be king. Of course, God had said Solomon would be king in his place. So David, on his deathbed, calls Benaniah, calls those who he could trust. And when Adonijah was proclaiming himself king, David says, take Solomon and proclaim him king to the people, which they did. And of course, you see, here was the man who was trusted to do that job. And he continued on, you know, in Solomon's reign. And he continued on with that position of responsibility. So really what I'm saying is, seeing it through. Two scriptures to think about. Two scriptures to consider. Two scriptures to remember. Even more so to apply. Philippians 2 and verse 5. Set your minds on the things above. For thinking on God and what we can do for him, with him, through him, for others will do it. And also Hebrews 12 and 2, most important of all, looking unto Jesus. You see, he trusted in the weapon that he had, and we trust in God's word. That's the weapon we have to defeat the enemy. But you know, our testimony matters more than anything else, because it's what pleases him. And how trustworthy am I? How trustworthy are we to carry through that which God requires us to do for him?